My grandparents referenced it a lot when they were talking about my grandmother particularly. She was tough as old nails, and she would often say things about, you know, bloody hours on my hands and knees tending the strawberries sort of thing. And because water was pretty scarce, and they had to pretty much carry and irrigate by hand. So there was nothing fancy in that respect. I've read a bit about the small scale farming and orcharding that did go on in the village back then. Mm-hmm. And from what I can gather, there were the regular launch trips into the city, and that was the way that people got their produce in. I guess people would just pick stuff as it ripened. They would box it probably, but, you know, there'd be some system for labelling it. It would be aggregated and collected, taken down to the wharf, and launch, or the steamer would have it in the city within a few hours, which pretty neat when you think about it. Probably in some respects, you know, better than everything's grown further out of the city today and having to be refrigerated and taken in. But those launches and steamers are another story, and people have written about them a bit. They were the way that people on the upper harbour, and that sort of from Riverhead down, used to travel into the city. Every little place had a wharf or a jetty, and that trip, depending on tide, happened several times a day. There was a bus which used to run from Albany through to Birkenhead, because of course everyone caught the ferry from Birkenhead to the city, and the bus used to stop and pick up greenhide people at Cuthill. So, Nana had a story about how if she wanted to get to the city and the launch was running at the wrong time, she would get dressed, and Dad was a toddler, I guess, put him on her shoulders, wear her gumboots, and walk up what is now Upper Harbour Drive. And that was just a pretty rough gravel road. And I guess in the winter it was the pits, just, you know, clay and potholes and puddles. You'd hide her gumboots in the bush and put on her city shoes, catch the bus down to Birkenhead, catch the ferry over, and because that was where they went to shop for anything, I guess, nice, you know. Then in the afternoon, do everything in reverse and finally get back and put her gumboots on and walk home. Or I guess maybe if she was lucky, catch a ride on someone's truck or something coming in.